March 12, 1910. The divine will perfects love. It modifies it, it constrains it, and it expands it into something holier and more perfect. As I was in my usual state, Blessed Jesus came just in passing and told me, "My daughter, my will perfects love. It modifies it, it shrinks it, and it expands it into something holier and more perfect." Sometimes love would want to run away and devour everything. But my will masters love and says, "Slow down, don't run away, because by running away you can hurt yourself, and by wanting to devour everything you can be mistaken. Love is pure insofar as it is conformed to my will." They walk together, and they kiss each other continuously with the kiss of peace. Other times, either because of an interior state or because in its escapes it has not succeeded as it wanted, love would want to constrain me and almost sit down sluggishly. So my will spurs it on and says to it, "Come on, true lovers are not lazy, they don't remain idle." When it is enclosed in my will, only then is love safe. So, love makes one appreciate and desire something, and it is taken by follies and by excesses. While my will tempers and calms love itself, and nourishes the loving soul with the food more solid and divine. Therefore, in love there can be many imperfections, even in holy things, while in my will, never. Everything is perfect. My daughter, this happens especially in loving souls who have received the grace of my visits, of my kisses and caresses. They remain prey to love when I deprive them of myself. Love takes possession of them and renders them panting, fidgety, delirious, mad, restless, impatient. So, if it wasn't for my will that nourishes them, calms them, strengthens them, love would kill them. The love is nothing but the firstborn child of my will. It needs always to be corrected by my will. And I love it as much as I love myself.